Well, two South Carolina-based companies are partnering to address climate change in a new way. To tell us about it, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers joins me now. Commissioner, what's this all about?
Well, you're right. Mike, last week I was at the official announcement of this partnership up in Hartsville. And Hartsville is the headquarters of the Sunoco Company. And that's a worldwide company based in South Carolina that provides packaging products for all kinds of products that we use in our homes, from potato chips to M&Ms, I think. And so what they were announcing is a new way to treat their wastewater and capture carbon emissions at the same time.
Interesting. Now, I understand that they have a wastewater treatment plant in Hartsville, and they have made some pretty significant upgrades at that facility.
That's right. They've covered all of their wastewater ponds, let's call them, and with that, it goes from aerobic to anaerobic when you take the air out of it. And when you put it in anaerobic, it creates biogas under the cover. And the biogas contains methane. Well, then their partnering company, which is Green Gas USA, and they're based in Charleston, they capture the biogas, scrub it through some sophisticated machinery, and the methane is the same as natural gas that we buy. So they create what's called renewable natural gas and transport it. They compress it and transport it to the pipeline and sell it in the pipeline to companies who want to use renewable natural gas for some of their energy needs and get credit on being carbon neutral, more, you know, credit toward being carbon neutral. So it's a fascinating business and a fascinating process, and this is the second one that's been located in South Carolina. I think Green Gas did one in North Carolina, and they have several others on the drawing board. But again, it's just one way that agriculture and agribusiness is helping in our climate mitigation or climate smart activities right here in South Carolina.
Green Gas did partner with McCall Farms earlier. You and I spoke about that to capture methane there.
That's correct. Anything breaking down, whether it's vegetable waste or wood fibers, creates this gas. So if a company like Green Gas can capture it, then it, again, has all the benefits we're talking about. But this process at Sunoco will reduce by the equivalent of 8,000 metric tons of greenhouse gases each year. So it's a pretty significant activity that they're undertaking, and it's a sizable investment as well in order to create energy from these byproducts, or the leftovers, if you will, of producing packaging material.
Renewable and sustainable, and all right here in South Carolina. Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add? Sounds like a win-win.
Well, it is, and I had the privilege of getting some time with the Sunoco CEO, Mr. Coker, and that was fascinating just to learn how they're really now they use all recyclable materials for their packaging. So as a result, they were selling off from their balance sheets a lot of the forest land that they had been cultivating for years, which was a result of the fact that now all of the packaging that they do comes from reclaimed, recycled material. So again, just shows you what an innovative company Sunoco is becoming.
Well, that's pretty exciting and sort of a wave of the future. This might just be the tip of the spear, as they say, and looking for ways for new renewable energy sources and capturing those things. And I've always been personally, I like the repurposing idea and making things work like this. So this is an exciting way to go, and I think we're going to see more and more of this in the future. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think we will. We'll see several more of these applications in South Carolina in the near future. I think green gas has a number of them on the drawing board. Maybe in the near coming months, we'll see a couple more applications of this technology.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.